Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Salem's worship is at 8:30, California Sunday School is at 9:30, and their worship is at 10:30. Please join us in person or you can catch us online at our website. December is here, which means the Advent and Christmas season has started. We'll be in Isaiah 9:6, the month of December, as we look at the names of Jesus listed in that verse. In Isaiah 9:6, we are given four names to describe Jesus. The first was Wonderful Counselor. The second is Mighty God. This time of year, we celebrate the birth of a little baby. How can a little baby be a mighty God? We see Jesus' power all through his ministry when he calms the storm, heals the lepers, raises the dead, or feeds the 5,000. In Revelation 19, we see Jesus described as a mighty warrior that defeats Satan. Jesus is Mighty God because all of creation was made through him. He defeats all of our enemies like fear, death, sin, and Satan, and he is Mighty God because of his immense power and miracles. When we are a Christian, we have that same power living in us through the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power." The power of the resurrection is inside of us. We need to remember we are servants of a mighty and powerful God that is always there for us. I pray that you see God's majesty and feel his power in your life this Christmas season. To him be glory both now and forever. Thank you for listening.
Ronnie and Michelle Kissick and their children lead us in lighting our first Advent candle.
What is hope? Modern culture tells us it is a maybe, a kind of unsure optimism. But in Scripture, hope is an indication of certainty. Hope means a strong and confident expectation. The Israelites were hoping for a Savior, their Messiah. God had promised a Messiah, and they believed it. They didn't know when or who, but they were waiting. Zechariah was a Levite in the nation of Israel. He worked in the temple and was a God-fearing man. He and his wife, Elizabeth, were childless in a culture where children were considered to be a sign of God's blessing. Zechariah had prayed and prayed to God, asking for a child, but God had not sent one. As Zechariah stood in the Holy of Holies that day, preparing to offer the sacrifices for the people, an angel appeared to him with a message from God.
"Fear not, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to name him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord his God. He is never to take wine or fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord to make ready a people."
But when Zechariah heard Gabriel's words, his first reaction was not hope. It was doubt. He asked the angel, "But how can this be? I'm an old man." The angel responded,
"I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news."
Elizabeth did become pregnant, and Zechariah found himself wholeheartedly living in hope, in confident expectation that God would give him a son and that the long-awaited Messiah was soon to follow. Today, we too can live with Zechariah's hope. We can live with the certainty and the confident expectation that Christ not only came to this world as a baby so long ago, but he will return and everything that God has promised will come true. What hope!
Today, we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. This is the candle of hope. With Christians around the world, we use this light to help us prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we receive God's light as we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah.
"The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined."
Thank you very much, Ronnie, Michelle, Emma, and William. Please stand this morning as we sing, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Our Good Vibrations Bell Choir plays Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Frederick reads our morning scriptures.
The first scripture lesson is taken from Psalms 119, verses 129 to 136. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of thy words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. With open mouth I pant because I long for thy commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is thy wont toward those who love thy name. Keep steady my steps according to thy promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep thy precepts. Make thy face shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because men do not keep thy law.
We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. If you want to turn to that this morning, we're going to be there all through the month of December as we look at the names of Jesus. And I also want to say thank you to Rhonda Mortensen and all the ladies that helped her yesterday for the VeggieTales Christmas that we had. Man, we had more kids than they expected. I think we had 16 little ones there. I know my two grandkids loved it, man. There was crafts, there was cookies, there was the movie, there was games, and they just went away having a great day with it. I just want to say thank you to Rhonda and all of her helpers for making that day happen. But what's in a name? We're going to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah gives us some names of Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us, that Jesus came on this earth so that we could know what God was like. And when we look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he lists four names there that we're going to concentrate on from now until Christmas Day. And I looked at some names of some famous actors and some famous singers. You may know some of these and what their given names were. John Wayne, his given name was Marion Morrison. Probably a lot of people know that one, but yeah, his first name was Marion. Tom Cruise, who is my wife's favorite actor of all time. She forgets about me when a Tom Cruise movie comes on. But it says, his name is Thomas Cruise Mapother IV. So there's three other Thomas Cruise Mapothers roaming the world out there, or were at one time, but Thomas Cruise Mapother. Nicolas Cage, names Nicolas Coppola after Francis Ford Coppola, who's a famous movie director. Marilyn Monroe, her maiden or given name was Norma Jean Mortensen. Alan, where are you at? Have you checked? Is that okay? Is that in the family tree down the line there? Look that up and get that ready for us. He already knew that. He was raising his hand before I even read the name on that. Madonna, Louise Ciccone. Okay, Lady Gaga, it'll take about a minute to read her whole name, all right? Stephanie, Joanne, Angeline, Germanotta. She went with Lady Gaga. I just, you know, maybe that's how it all came out together, but Lady Gaga is Stephanie, Joanne, Angeline, Germanotta. But then, as Joanne mentioned during her children's time, there's names of the Bible and what they mean. Eve means life. First mother of the on earth, life. She told you already about Mary and Joseph. Moses means to be drawn out of water, appropriate so. Jesus, Yahweh is salvation. My grandpa Cobb, his name, the story that was given to us, that my grandpa was the youngest of 10, and that they kind of ran out of some names, and so they gave him the name Obi, because that was the name of the postman that delivered the mail. Now, I would have not shared that story, but that was the story given to me, and I said, Grandpa, I wouldn't spread that so much around, but he was named after the postman. I think Obi Hirsch is the name that was given there. But when we look at the names of Jesus there, we see that there are names that are given a king. Someone said it was a royal birth announcement. Names from the throne. And when you look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, this is how it goes. It says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The first name we're going to look at is Wonderful Counselor. It means magnificent one that gives out wisdom and trusted sayings. And when Jesus has come, we can look at the words that he gives us, because a counselor gives us words that encourage us. They pick us up when we're struggling with situations in our life. And when we look at the things that Jesus does for us as a counselor, he brings us different types of words to help us at different times of life. He brings us words of wisdom. He brings us words of comfort. He brings us words of life. And finally, he brings us words of hope. When we look at the words of wisdom, we see there that after Jesus had preached his first sermon, he ended it this way. He said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew, and the beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. When we read these words that are in his Bible here, the words that God has given us to live our lives by, he gives us words of wisdom. But I think too many times we treat this book as something we put in a protective place. We put it behind glass with the words on the glass that says, in case of emergency, break glass. And that's the time when we bring it out, and that's the times that we try to find whatever words to help us through whatever trial or struggle we're going through. But Jesus tells us here that these words are meant for our everyday life. to build our spiritual foundation strong so that we can obey Him and follow the will that He has for us. It confirms God's plans for us and how He wants to live us to live lives of obedience according to His will. Proverbs says it this way: blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she's more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can desire can compare with her. The very first word of the Gospel of John: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He brings words of wisdom with His life for us to live each and every day. Just not at special times at Christmas or special times of special occasions, but each and every day of our life, He brings us words of wisdom to live lives that can withstand any storm. But when those storms do come, He gives us words of comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." We get words of comfort when we need them. He's called the Father of compassion, the God of all compassion. A counselor helps us see things that we don't see going on and affecting us. Things that we're not aware of, things from our past, situations that have now affected us not only for the present, but for the future. And they give us new ways to handle tough situations that come up in our lives. Things that we can overcome if we listen to the words of comfort that they give us. I love these words of Jesus, found in Matthew chapter 11. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I know many of you carry heavy burdens in this morning. Maybe it's a past of things that you've tried to kind of bury, or thing that you've tried to deal with. You've tried to manage with all kinds of other things to deal with them. And none of them seem to work. They may numb it for a while, but they bubble up. Maybe it's just something recent, something you're going to be facing in the future. Jesus says, "Bring all those things to me, and I will give you rest." You're going to get weary and tired trying to carry all the burdens of life. He says, "Bring those things." Those are words of comfort to me. He says, "I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." But how in the world are we supposed to do that? How can we do that with our human strength? God says, "I'm not going to leave you on your own." Jesus says, "I'm not going to leave you on your own." He says, "When I leave, I'm going to leave someone behind. The great counselor, the great advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you." But he says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." The way that we receive and remind ourselves of those words of comfort is through the Holy Spirit. We not only have the words, but we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us to comfort us and to remind us. And then once we have that Holy Spirit in us, we have true life to live. And those are the words of life. I love chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. The whole chapter, it's 69 verses long. And I love it, because Jesus has fed the 5,000 people are following him because they don't want to put leftovers in the microwave. They don't want to get they want a pizza, they want a Big Mac from McDonald's. They don't want to have to cook for the day. So they're following Jesus. And Jesus gives them a very difficult teaching about, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Meaning, he says, you've got to take me into every fiber of your being. If you're going to be my disciple, it affects every part of your life. You just can't have a little dabble here and a little dabble there. And we come to the very end of that chapter. It says, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing." And now catch this next sentence: "The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." And from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. And he turned to the 12 and he said, "Do you want to leave me too?" And then Simon Peter answered this, says, "Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe that you, to know that you are the Holy One of God. The words of life come to us when we believe in Jesus. Just as John 3:16 said, for all those, you know, if you believe in him, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The words that we have here bring us life when we believe in Jesus. We have the words of wisdom, we have the words of comfort, we have the words of life. And then he finally gives us the words of hope. Because this life is difficult. This life is full of tough times and losses and frustrations and disappointments. 1 Peter 1:3 says it this way. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a living hope, not a temporary hope, not a hope that's kind of, we hope that it, you know, we hope. I hope that the Dallas Cowboys beat the Eagles next Sunday, Doug. But I don't have a lot of hope, all right? I hope so. I hope the Cowboys just get to an NFC Championship game before my lifetime is over, let alone a Super Bowl, but I'm not for sure. But Peter writes here, we have a living hope. It's not going to go away. Nothing's going to take it away. Nothing's going to, you know, diminish the hope that we have. Jesus said it this way, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. You believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. He says, this is just not, we've got hope, buddy. We got hope through the resurrection. Just like Jesus rose from the dead, I'm going to raise from the dead. You're going to raise from the dead because of our belief in Jesus. I don't know how many people have read the book, 90 Minutes in Heaven. Has anybody ever read that? I found it at a flea marketplace. Some of you may have even seen the movie. I'm down to the last chapter, but all I tell you to do, read the first two chapters. Don Piper was a minister in a Baptist church in Houston, Texas. Driving home from a conference, got hit by a semi, pronounced dead by four EMTs for 90 minutes, covered up with a blue tarp in his Ford Escort. A fellow minister came up from all the cars that were backed up because of the traffic. The minister did not know who was in the car, but he asked the sheriff, he says, I just feel led to go pray for the man that's in the car. The sheriff says, he's dead. Those people need your prayers over there, not that guy. That guy's dead. He said, I just feel like I need to go pray for him. He finally convinced the sheriff to let him crawl through the trunk, in through the back seat, stick his hand underneath the blue tarp and put his hand on his shoulder, and he just started praying for the man and started singing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Within about 30 seconds, he heard another voice underneath the tarp start singing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And from then on, the guy tells the story, the one that had died for 90 minutes, the man that had been pronounced dead, tells about his 90 minutes in heaven. If you need confirmation of your hope, I got one chapter to read. I will give you the book. Pass it on. If you want confirmation that heaven is real, read his story. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But Jesus gives us the words of hope. We have words of wisdom, words of comfort, words of life, words of hope. So what's in a name? A lot when it comes to the name of Jesus. Paul wrote it this way in Philippians 2:10, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. There's going to be a day that a lot of us are going to bow right before Jesus and say, thank you, God. Man, this is everything and more than I could ever imagine. But there's going to be people that bow before that name that never claimed Jesus before they took their last breath. And their reaction is not going to be the same. Then Peter said it this way, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Jesus is the way. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and what? The life. The only way through the Father is through me. I picked out a couple hymns, a couple of stanzas that have the name Wonderful in them because of Wonderful Counselor. One is, I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea. And then the last stanza, I stand amazed in the presence. When with the ransomed and glorious face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, oh how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh how marvelous, oh how wonderful is my Savior's love for thee. My question to you is Jesus, are you in Jesus's story? Have you claimed him to be the main character of your story? Is he the song of your heart? Can you sing that song? Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how marvelous. My song shall ever be. If you've never claimed that name of Jesus, do so today. Have the words of wisdom, the words of comfort, the words of life, and the words of hope. Would you please stand for our last song this morning, Jesus' Name Above All Names. God to bless our time and look after us this week. God, it's been good to be in your house today. Continue to pray for Darren and Kylie and Raylan and Carson and just their family. I know they're dedicated to raising them up in a spiritual environment. Lift them up and encourage them. Thank you for Steve being here. I pray, Father, for our church as we go through this Advent season. There's a lot of people that need words. They need words of hope. They need words of life, words of encouragement. I pray, Father, that this is a great time to invite a friend or a family member that has kind of maybe written church off or written this time frame. They'll come, though, for a Christmas Eve. They'll come for a children's program. They'll come for a time, and maybe that little ember that's there will turn back into a flame. Help us to take advantage of that because, Father, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And there's no other name that we can have salvation except the name of Jesus. Help us to cherish that and live our lives like it. We ask this all in your name. Amen.